Who cares about this? Okay, we'll say a couple of things. Today is the last day of the college classes, so I guess if you tell me. I mean, tomorrow we'll say have shiur 11:30, like we always have on Tuesdays, and Wednesday we could have shiur at. Eleven to twelve. Do what tomorrow? 11 to 12. Also, yeah. We should do 11 to 12 to tomorrow and on Wednesday, and then the bechin is on Thursday. Is that? Yeah, I'll have parsha shir as well. So we'll announce what when that is. Okay, and then on Monday we're going to start the Hilchos Challah, the following Monday. That's a week from today. So those are around. I'd also like to mention, I don't think I ever mentioned in Shir, the passing of Mrs. Leah Adler. I don't know if I mentioned. Mrs. Leah Adler was the head librarian in the Gottesman Library for close to 40 years. And 2 weeks ago, she was nifteris. She was a very special lady. She ran the whole, fifth floor of the library, the Hebraic, Judaica library, which is she's a very special person, caring and professional and very, very special. Unfortunately, she passed away. And her memory should, stay on and be remembered for her legacy of kindness and professionalism and etc. And Yehi Nishmo Satsura Batsura Chaim. What? Yeah, I mean anyone on the fifth floor of the library in the past decades I've been close to. But okay, so we're up to question 26. So we had a machlokas, the Rashba and the other Rabba. If something's covered up, is that called Tsoa or Yeshloiker? And on packets, question 26, Lama Gimel, is the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah wants to explain the idea that we have little babies around, and how do we deal in terms of different davening or learning or different things in the house, because a lot of times the baby might have something in the diaper. And then if you have something in the diaper, so don't we paskin that you have to have dalat amos mimokom shekola hareach? So that could be very difficult to deal with. So he wants to say that maybe perhaps we rely on the fact that soa mechusa has a din of reach rasha in lo ikar, and therefore you only have to be machik. You don't even have to be machik dalat amos mimokom shel kol hareach. You just have to be can smell. So according to that, as long as you don't smell anything, you're okay. So you don't have to worry. Oh, maybe there was something in the diaper. But you know whether you're smelling it or not. And if you're smelling it, if you don't smell it, so then you're good. But that only works if you hold that. That's called Rech Ra She'elo Iker. I would think that's the Orchas Chaim B'Shem of the Rashba. I would think that should be considered Rech Ra She'elo Iker. So if that's considered In other words, if the kid, the baby has stuff in the diaper, so there's so in the diaper. So then that's called Reach Rashi. So I would think that's Reach Rashi Yeshlo Iker, like the LDR Rabba. And then if that's Reach Rashi Yeshlo Iker, then the halacha is you have to be Marchik Dal Ramos Mimokom Shewat Shekol HaReach. Unless you say that in Okanami, but that's only a din derabanan, right? We discussed, and maybe that's only a din derabanan, right? We discussed the kayadam, right? So it's a suffix derabanan lekula, because maybe it's only derabanan, and if it's derabanan, so it's a suffix derabanan. I don't know, so. But we'll see. We'll have to see more about that. But the limud chus that the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah gives is based on the Rashba v'Shem Derech Haskayim. Right. If it's within Dalat Am, right. Wow. Right. So if you hold, right. Yeah. Unless you say, the other way to say also is that it's considered it's mechusa. So if it's mechusa, but then still you need, but that's not so simple. Okay. We'll see. Okay, let's continue now. Packet Lama Gimel Tain, Chiluko Shalom Magad Avram, Eim Chitzla Kisoy, Be'in Yitzor Beguma. So, I involve Siv Beis. What do you say? I involve I'm from Siv Beis here, page 11. The Shulchan Aruch says, "So of the Guma." Yes, if you have Tzola in a Guma, I don't know if we did this. We might have skipped this. Yeah, we didn't do it. So now we'll do it. If you have a Tzola in a little hole, you have Tzola in a hole. So you have to. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you put your foot on the hole. Minich sandol olav v'korei d'chashiv k'mechusa. V'kevin shein reich ra magilo mutter. So the Shulchan Aruch says, see, that could be like Rav Gubin says, that once it's mechusa, so then that's good. Whereas even if, it's about obviously over here it's talking about even if it's within Dalai Amos, because there's a little like a little hole in the ground, and you put your foot on the hole. So now it's mechusa, and if you can't smell it, mutter. As long as you're not touching. And the Magen Avraham says, but the Magen Avraham says, what about according to the Shita that says that even if you smell it, if it's a different Rishus, he says that's only Dafka, right? Mechitza. Well, Kfiyas Kli Lo. But you see over here, that like Rav Gutman was telling me on Pesach, that once you Mechasa, so then you're good. I mean, Rav Gutman thought you have to Mechasa also the diaper, but that, because he considers that maybe a Graf Shalrei. But you see from here a tremendous Kiddush. I'm sorry we didn't do this. I meant to do it, obviously. I put it in the questions, but we didn't. Somehow it slipped me. That even if something is covered up, if it's covered up, you're okay. As long as you don't smell. And that's even if it's in the same Rishus. So I thought that that's only because it's on the ground. Well, Goodman didn't think like me. I thought maybe it's only if it's covered up on the ground, then it's like, where here it's the case on the ground. But Tzion Abishol said, as long as it's covered up. As long as it's covered up, it's okay. As long as you say, but I thought there's a shita that holds that even, you can even smell if it's in different shus. So that's only by a mechitza, that's a different rishus. This is not a different rishus. This is just covering it up, and you can even cover it up with your foot. So the question is, so maybe the fact that it's covered up with the lot, with the diaper, is also good. I think that's what I've been seeing now with Shaul. So Mamela, so then it'll come out, according, if you hold like that, as long as it's covered up, you're good. So, and you'll know whether you can smell it. So you want to start the benching, because repeating Kriya Shema, say you have the early minion, you want to repeat Kriya Shema, so you could, you know whether you can smell or not.
According to the mother of God, if you smell it, it's asa, or
if you smell that it's asa.
So what's the difference between smelling it and picking it?
In other words, because if it's at a different rishus, then there's the shita of Rabbeinu Yonah to be so mechon that you can even smell.
You say
that
you can be in an apartment or a house.
Yeah,
or
a pes shlita.
Oh, so Mother Rav saying that
mechuzah
is more machmir.
We're more machmir because it's not a different rishus. Yeah. Yes, so this is an important Magen Avraham. I apologize that we see that's what Chazar is about. It's not only to do the things that we did already, to do the things we forgot to do.
Will we finish this by
Thursday? Hashem, only Hashem knows these things. B'hadi kafshi d'rachmono. Bez Hashem, Bez Hashem. We're having a role in Chazar. Okay. Okay, you see it? Yehuda?
Yeah.
That's
I think Rebbe has to view that they would have to be on the ground, which is the Lashon HaRambam, right?
Yeah, cover, yeah.
But here, it's interesting, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that Shiva is listen.
Right.
That's interesting that he gets down like Chusin is the ultimate purpose.
Right, he doesn't use the word cover.
Right, it's interesting that looking around Rebbe is saying how it is around.
Yeah. So that Rav Goodman said to me, you know, you don't need it to be in the ground. So it was a mechusa. But then I think he told him, but he holds, I think, that the diaper also has to be mechusa. So that's not so simple, that the diaper should also be mechusa. Unless he's wearing pants and then his diaper underneath, that the diaper is mechusa.
Why should half the people go over the
attention? Because maybe the diaper is considered a graf shorei. So if you consider the diaper the graf shorei, then you can't see a graf shorei. But I hold like Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that anything is disposable is not a graf shorei. But it could be that tatties, that could be a real graf shorei. I hold that's a real graf shorei. Usually we have it in the bathroom, and we're not, even if the door of the bathroom's open, so it's a different rishus, and we can't smell it from where we are.
But it doesn't, meaning those, a lot of them don't like clothes or
yeah,
no, any smell or anything.
But we can't, it won't smell from the bathroom to where we're sitting. In other words, we're eating the meal in the dining room, still have to go through the hallway to get there, so even if the door of the hallway is open,
they're not going to be in general someone like
that. And then also, even if you did smell, you still have Rabbeinu Yonah to be somich on, and we're not in the eyesight of the party.
In the case where you have, like, so near you might not necessarily know, is there not going to be that cold, like that they can't smell?
Yeah, if you have a cold, that's the problem. No, but we say that if it's a different rishus, then as long as you don't smell the mice,
well,
that's okay. It's not a different rishus. It's fine because the mice you don't smell it. Yeah, so maybe. Yeah. Okay. Then we have the Gemara speaks about Hayamis Palel who Masat Solov and Komo. That's on Chav Beis of his Beis. Yeah, so let's see how that's brought in Shulchan Aruch Ayin Vav Siv Zayin. Yeah, the Gemara is on page 13. I'm spelled Matzah Psalm Komo. I'm a Rav Avapi Shechata Tfilo So Tfilo. Maska Vrav Vazach Vashem Toeva. I'm a Rav Hol Chata Avapi Shispalel Tfilo So Toeva. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this. On Ayin Vav Zayin. Safek Im Tzoa Bebayis Mutu Lukros Cheskos Abayis She'en Lo Tzoa. Right, in other words, you're in the bias, you have a suffix, you can say Kriya Shema, because Muslim is not, there's no Tzoa.
What?
Suffix in Tzoa Ba'ashba, also Mishum Cheskas Ashba Yeshba Tzoa. So if the Chazaka is that it probably is not there, then you could... So the Magen Avraham says in Yud Beis, here, now look in Shulchan Aruch on page 15. Karav Malkam Shem Roy Lestapik Betzoa. In other words, if you are saying Kriya Shema in a place where there is a plausible possibility that this Tzoa, V'motzah Harkach, and then you find it, so then you have to repeat Kriya Shema. Of the main amok of the topic, ain't Sarach Lachzor Likros. So, and the Magen Avraham says the Zerach Hashem Toeva, the Avloi Livdok Hamokom. But the Chorus is all talking about that the Tzoa is Megula, right? Yes, in other words, if it's plausible that it's there, then you have a chiyuv to do bedika. If it's mokum sheyochol estapik, you see, if it's just a suffix, you can read. Because it's mehechi teisi. But if it's a real suffix that there's a good plausibility that it's there, then you have to check for it. And if you didn't check, then... then you're not Yotze. In other words, if it's a place that's plausible that there is Tzoa, and then you find Tzoa there, and you didn't check, you know, then you have to repeat the Kriya Shema. But if it's not a Mokum that's plausible, then not. But L'chora, this is all talking about, this is not talking about a baby's diaper, because a baby's diaper, L'chora, is covered up. So even if there is Tzoa, it's still covered up. It is. The Chorus is talking about Tzoa Megula.
So our garbage cans wouldn't count now, the ones that have
the lids? So our garbage cans are Mechusa.
Right, so most of them have the top.
Right.
But that comes out of cabinets. Is it Megula? You know, the ones that pull out?
Yeah, but they're also covered.
Is that called Megula? Is that cabinet? I mean,
Mechusa. Yeah. So we did the Magen Avraham about the Tzoa Meguma, we did that's 27, 28, Tzoa Koma we did, 29, Malkum Shesh Roy Slapik, okay, 30. Tain Sveikas Hatoises Vinyan in Birach, Bracha Vishuv Matzah Tzoa. You made a Bracha, and then you found Tzoa. So there's a discussion in the Tosis in Erevin. So Tzorch Iyin, im Yesh Lahashos Brachos L'Tfila. Maybe Brachos is different than Tfila. Maybe Tfila is different. That's, but if it's only a Bracha, maybe it's okay. So let's look in Hilchos Brachos Hamazon. Kuf Pei Hei Hei. Yeah, any bracha. Right, but it's still not Omed Lefnei Hamakom. It's still more Kal. Vazak Toysis. Yeah, it's hard to say that. Goodman told me in the Targum Unculus on Vayamach Hanecha Kadosh, it says V'yishchasei b'cha Averas Piskam. Dover. So Dover, I think you want to say any Dibur, maybe not only. So Mechatchila, anything Shel Kedusha, Pashtus. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Iberach Ha'ishat Sol Kenegdo, O Shehoya Shikor, Stavka Tosha the Russian Tzach Lachzol Barach, Mishum Meir Glein Leinachozim. So he says, so the Shulchan Aruch says, "In Birach Ha'ishat Tzol Kenegdo." So this question, what do you have to repeat? It's a Tzorchim Yeshvash of Rochel Tfila. Rochel Lam Cholmini Damian. The Imokum Tzolvim Brachas Al Davim Nomer. Kor Lam Chomir Damian, the Shosem Al Yisrael Yosem and Riz, Pshita Shosem Yivarch Brachas Abazon. So he says, the Taz says, Brachas Abazon is the right, so we go to Chumra. We're more machmer. Teina Mokor, Pashto 31, the Kisui HaTzawot says, Shafta V'Kisisa as Tzayasacha. Sorry, 1 second. Hey, Michael Kisitz, so 31, 32. Oh, yeah. Shaft of, yeah. Page 6. Tena sugyas of tzoa ba shoshis. What if you have tzoa covered up with glass so you can see through? So we say that's okay because it's covered up. But erva ba shoshis is no good. And then the Rambam quotes it. This is the same Rambam about Kikvurim. But it says, Hayabay Novin Atzel Mechitza, Afal Pisha, who wrote also Mechre and Mechaskuk, and Mutu across Betsida. That's the Rambam of Kikvurim. Yeah. And then question 33. That's the stock of Ben Zion. Chacham Ben Zion, where he says that. He has a question, are you allowed to daven or learn next to a child who has a diaper? If it's vadei something in it or suffix, so you're allowed to learn and daven.
Even vadei?
No. Well, he says, mutulumo, so ain't talk live dog. But if you don't know whether you're going to be able to smell it, then you have to check before you dive it, could you smell it? As we said, that smell is still a problem. That's the Magen Avraham that says that even if you're like Rabbeinu Yonah, that's only if there's a mechitza, but if it's a kisui, they're not. So he says that if you have a child next to you, a baby with a diaper, you don't have to check to see if there's something in there. The only thing you have to check is to see if it's whether you can smell it or not. So if you can smell it, then you can't daven. Well, because it's covered up. He's assuming because it's covered up. In case of the garbage can, it wasn't covered up. Yeah, then that's a different story. Unless you say the garbage can is a reshus b'fnei atzmo. It's a reshus b'fnei atzmo. So then you only have to see if you can smell it. But if it's covered up, so mechusadina can react she'in lo ikar, but if you hold it straight she'in lo ikar, yeah, mishmuch hazev ain't tzarich l'vdog. I'm on tina glifa rak inu yodeim yotzi reach lo. I have looked up dog so vashpa. Okay, Mr. Vardy Lichtman. But basically, he's saying, if you have a kid next to you, it's okay.
Is it 34?
Packet 34, yeah.
It would be my kids, right?
It would be my kids. 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 Yotzi mech ratzach lachig arvos mochum shkola rechim. Okay.
Why are we mechaling? Does someone have a concept in my garage book of marriage? And that the one where he's on the top and he's so important from that rung? And he said, what's it? Is that what he's going for?
So, but then you can't, but there's no mechitza here.
Right.
So it's like maniach sandal olah. So then it's mechusa. Then it's okay.
That's
not like that's the gemara. That's not the rashba. The rashba sheet is that, that it's considered reyach rosh ein lo ikar. That's. So then you only have to be machik b'makom sheposak hareach. You don't have to be machik dal ramos b'makom sheposak hareach.
So
No, because the Rashba also agrees you need that the Reach shouldn't be Magi'a alone.
What? That doesn't I don't think everyone agrees with it, but the Magi'a
Rashba
said
by Reach Lashay Ma'i Yikr,
so you could, as long as you don't spell it, it's okay.
Right. So what is this called?
So if you hold it,
it's Reach Lashay Ma'i Yikr. Yeah, if you hold like the Rashba, right? But who's... But maybe it's not. Maybe it's Reach Rosh Yesh Lo Ikar.
Right.
And then you have to be post. Then you have to be marking Dal Ramos and Malcolm Shapasak Areach. But the good thing is that the smell. I mean, you could always tell more or less. You can't see whether there's something in the diaper or not, but you can smell. So according to this, as long as you can't smell, you're good. So before you bench, you go...
And you don't have to hold the diaper
to smell. Yeah, you can't smell it. You don't have to take the kid and see if you can, you know... Then, question 34, Tendi Ve'etaz V'inyutsoa Tachas Hamita. Right, the Taz speaks about what if you have so underneath the bed. Pei Zion, hey. Right.
If
it's love it to the ground, it's good. Less than 3 tefachim. So then, if he takes a mitzvah, he's not going to meet the Lord Gimel tefachim, but he's going to kistum a mechusa. So then it's considered mechusa. And then again, if it's mechusa, then it's considered. Even before that, but first it's mechusa. So then, as long as you don't smell it. So then the question is whether you need to be marked Dal Ramos, Mokam Shaposa Kareach or not. Or is it...
Right.
There's no Reach at all. But if there is Reach, then... Whether you have to be whether you have to go Dal Ramos Mokom Shakala Reach or just be Mokom Shakala and you don't need an extra Dal Ramos. Yeah.
But
anyone
who
puts
no Reach, then you can.
Yeah, there's no Reach, yeah. Okay. Hey, the very prima garden. It's all mechusa. We should beuchel lekach. So, prima garden. he says, "Stab ravada the kisu imhani afalpi shemiyuchel luka." The kisu rotzon imhani. For these halachas, normally we say miyuchel lakach is not a good kisui. When you need two kisuyim, it doesn't count for two kisuyim. But here, it's the, for tzoa, it doesn't matter, even if it's miyuchel lakach. So if you have tzoa in the toilet, so you close the toilet seat, that's mechusa, even though it might be considered miyuchel lakach. Even if it's a miyuchel lakach, it's considered carpet. It's considered carpet. And then you fulfilled your obligation of that it's covered. So a diaper is miyuchel lakach, but it's covered. But mitzvah it's covered. Like having tashmish amita in front of svarim, then we say that you need two kisim because a kisim is miyuchel lakach. Doesn't count as a second kisui.
What about see-through bag or something?
See-through bag is good because the Erva Vashosh is
still
covered.
But by Erva, that would be a
different. That's a different thing. Yeah. 36. Tend to be a shevet levi being so b'chitol. The shevet halevi. And then he writes that Rosner writes that if a child has diapers, and you can't spill anything, you don't have to worry. And then we said, "Tain divrei haprima gadol gavi tzoa mechusa." Reich Rashi is tzoa mechusa considered Reich Rashi yesh lo ikur or ain lo ikur? Well, that was the machlokes we said between Mart.
The
Rashba.
Oh,
excellent. Okay, that's the focus, yeah. Tain sugya shall tefila to evil gavit soa, right? The Gemara says that also to Eva. Right, so he had his power. But what about the idea of he is davening and then urine is coming out of him? Right. Yeah, so let's see 1 second. So base on the base, what page is that? Well, that's Lamed Hay. Lamed Hay, yeah. That if the kid is sitting next to you, it's okay. If you can't. You mean a kid with diapers is sitting next to you?
Unless you smell it.
So then we have the Gemara here in Brachos Chavez of Adveis. I omer betfilo mayim shosim al birkov. He starts to urinate. So he says, stop, and then got yichul al mayim. So So the question is, where does he go back? To the beginning or where he... it depends how long the stop was. So he has to be posik. Posik has sheyichu amayim. Posik is palo, and then it's machlokas. Does he go back to the beginning, or does he go back to the? Ten kushiyah sarabeinu yonah b'inyan shoses b'emsa tefila. So the Rabbeinu Yonah on page 4 has a question. Are you only feeling my shosim or birka? So we say you wait. So the question is, what are you going to wait and then you're going to continue? But there's urine, there's a puddle of urine right by you. So one opinion says, no, you have to wait till that urine is absorbed into the ground. But he says, no, the pasuk shot is, you don't have to wait till the urine, you just wait till it stops coming out. Kathy Kosher Dech Yochel was Pavel, the lake was a Mayim Shal Birkov, and I will start. For Kosher was Mayim Shal Birkov, she will bring the Vedeshe in a Torah and also the Shasher Sosin Mavad. Connected on came to a shine of the bonon the right species acting me also should offer the kaka abamos also shall be of god of is small so the host of the mind shall be kept of god and the simulatory and also shall so sim וכי נגד העומר ואומר כן שעשר אינו בדרבנון די שמשייך עם היוסף שנוכל קרקע בעמוס חוסם של ברקו is good enough. So for one territory he says in Achanam you have to wait till the urine gets moved on the carcass. The other territory says no, the stuff around you is only the Rabbanon, so here you have no choice. So therefore you machik. Dai she yachik miosim shenokim v'kaka abamos. And the things that are on your body is insignificant, so it's okay. What's the Rashba? Rashba Shita. Rashba says you don't even have to be Machi Dalan Amos. Because again, it's only a Dindaraisa when the flow is coming out. When the flow is not coming out, it's only Drabbanan. But if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, then they didn't have the Chumrah Midah Rabbanan. So that's the big Yisod. Meir Glayim is only connected to Omer, only when the urine is coming out. But it's not coming out that it's only the Rabbanan, and maybe you don't even have to be marking Dalan Amos. So Meir Glayim is much more lenient. Rabbeinu Yona says that you do, and the Rashba says you just wait till it comes, stops coming.
I thought that's what the Rabbeinu Yona said.
The Rabbeinu Yona says
you have to wait till it comes out and then be marked.
From the puddle. From the puddle, you have to mark. It would be absorbed, but that time, it takes time it gets absorbed. Especially if it's still concrete.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you
really have to start something. Yeah.
What's the deal? Why
do you have to be marked? What's the deal with what? Why do you have to be marked?
You don't have bottom.
Meaning, what about the urine that's on you?
It's too insignificant. Too insignificant. Okay. About somebody who has what? Stones. Holy Evan. Yeah, I told you, I once had that. Lel Shvi Shal Pesach. Several years ago, I was in the Lower East Side. In the middle of the night, I had kidney stones. They call Hatzalah. The man in my building is Hatzalah, was in the building in the Lower East Side. It's Hatzalah. Every time I see him, when I remember, he's the man that took me.
I should check up.
No, Aaron Katz.
They took it off already?
Yeah. But then I walked back afterwards. Because we weren't sure what it was. It was like, my mother-in-law just remembers me, I was in the couch, like, you know, davening to Hashem in the middle of the night. It was like tremendous pain. And then I went to the hospital. What do they do in the hospital? They just give you morphine. And they tell you, they give you morphine, they tell you to drink and go home. So they could have if I had had morphine at home, I would not have gone to the hospital. So the guy has kidney stones, so he's always dripping. He's dripping. So what does he do with davening? So he says that you don't have to be machmir. Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Because the Pashas is only in the Rabbanan, right? Hechori, you still may rather trust on Bika Posek, right? Here's a Mechusim, you know, may rather Machin Dalar Amos.
right, but only in Darabana.
One second. Because it's not Keneged Alma. Because it's not a stream, right? Because then he won't daven. The whole thing is only an issue of the Rabbanim. Then we still paying the rent.
So why does the Shulchan talk about a case of an individual who cannot avoid flatulence, that he's not allowed to daven?
What? An individual?
Who cannot avoid flatulence, that he's not supposed to daven, right?
If he... Well, that's the...
Why is it different?
Well, it depends. Is it a Daraisa or a Darabana we're dealing with?
That's what about the case of Elio and Gishon and Elio, right?
Right.
He's not allowed to daven.
Where does it say that?
You read it down
the truth.
Which
I'm sorry?
Where is he bringing it?
Misha Bari, Lashon Yehovah, Shalom Lohapacha. He says, well, he could not make tashlumin, but if he's always never going to do it, then he can. Okay. So, as a rough of 43, so we'll pick up tomorrow at 43. Okay, so tomorrow the shiur is from 11 to 12. We'll either have it here in the classroom, depending upon, you know, how many people who's around, etc.